What inspired you to want to participate in the puppet making for R2K?
Well,
what was it about?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily the puppet making. It's that everybody had wanted to be in like one of those flying squads that are moving around for the protest. And I just thought that we needed to do a lockdown, and that was going to be much more effective in blocking and getting our point across and being much more concrete. So I really ended up kind of doing a lot of things there on my own a little bit, while most of SLAM was choosing to participate in different ways, whether it be media and those who wanted to, you know, do the direct action, wanted to do something more flexible than a lockdown, and I just thought that was really necessary.
I remember, I sort of have this memory that maybe not enough people were doing lockdowns as far
exactly.
as,
exactly.
Like,
so, and I was like, this is really necessary, and I felt like that's where I, like, more people were needed, and I had to really advocate for more people to switch over and join me there, because I just felt, I mean, the puppet making is beautiful, and I think it, you know what I mean, it's expressively, and it's also strategically, we were hiding things inside the puppets, so it was necessary, because we wanted it to be both expressively artistic and practical at the same time.
What kind of things were, if you feel comfortable saying, like, what kind of things were hidden in the puppets?
PVC piping, in which we were supposed to be locking, chaining ourselves inside the PVC piping. So while a puppet may look like a big tree, we would actually, and our hands would be inside the tree. I don't even remember really who was with me. I remember when the puppet space got raided, I was with Alejandra outside smoking a cigarette.
So that's how you weren't arrested, right?
Yeah, I never did get arrested.